You're now tuned into Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 FM until 2 a.m.
There's just a lot of fear, anxiety, and survival energy in the collective fields. And I just want to kind of speak to that to bring in some like heart energy and reassurance to people. What are your latest downloads in the here and now in regards to also, you know, the tactics of the deep state that are trying to stunt our growth?
Lay it on us, Elena.
And whoever wants to kind of jump
in. Elena, do you want to start first? I think it's very necessary that people are being aware that any action generated by fear is wrong, is not reasonable, is not led by reason, and the fear is control. The way the deep state is trying to enslave us and does that since really long time.
That's what they've been doing, but emphasis on the word trying. They ain't got me.
Through different ways, it's by fear, putting us in a situation of stress, fear, and that's the best way to control. They scare us, they remove knowledge, they bring ignorance, they add fear, and then they give a solution, their solution. And that's total control, total control. And we must stop giving our power to fear. And just anytime we fear and we are about to do something because we're scared of something else, we go, oh, wait a minute. Center, breathe, center, ground, go inside of yourself. And you'll be the observer and you'll see clearer. Once you don't respond to fear, you step into your own power. And I think, and clarity, more clarity of mind.
Oh, yeah.
Mind. That's, I think that's something that's important to say.
Me too!
Me too!
what you think, Jen.
Go on, Jen.
Definitely, yeah, I totally resonate with you. And I think this would be quite a good moment for me to share my download. Would it be, Laura, a good moment? I think it would.
I think it would,
so,
Jen.
So it's just before... Oh, I forgot the dates. I think it was just before the inauguration or the competition, as Magenta says. It hadn't landed. Clarity hadn't landed for me. And so basically, one day I was just in my meditation room and I hadn't been on social media for a really long time.
Good, stay off
it. Then all of a sudden, my higher self showed me this vision. And it was like a cartoon. It was so animated and so powerful and so strong. And this is what they show.
Oh no, you're breaking up!
Bifurcation of a timeline.
Bifurcation of the timelines. You know that's going on. It's been going on since December 21st. Which one you gonna jump on? Check your head and watch your thoughts.
And because at this point I was attached to Mr. T getting inaugurated on the 20th. Oh. I had a little bit of an emotional attachment that was going to happen. And that didn't sit right with me. And I think this is why it came. So anyway, I saw this one timeline and then I just saw it split. And then suddenly there was like a grey timeline and then there was a golden timeline. And then they started telling me about the grey timeline. They said, on this timeline, there is a strong possibility that Mr. Chiden, I call him Chiden, will get inaugurated on that timeline. They said, but there will be no military support for it, and there will be no support of the public. So therefore, it is going to be a fake marriage. It's like it looks like it's real on the surface, but actually there's no legality to it. This is what they were showing me. It won't stand up. And then they were showing me this other timeline, and it was this golden timeline, and they kept saying, Trump Sara, Trump Sara. And basically they said, Mr. T doesn't want to have anything to do with that old timeline. And that is representative of the White House, basically. They were like showing me he doesn't want to win the inauguration on the 20th. And then they started showing me that a new system is forming. And because I didn't really understand too much about the whole republic thing at that time, they were kind of showing me in the form of like a sovereignty, that there's going to be a sovereignty, a return to sovereignty. And they kind of like were showing me him in a very, very exalted leadership position. And they were just clearly saying that he doesn't want to have anything to do with that toxic timeline, that swamp timeline that represents DC and all of the swamp creatures in DC.
Oh, yeah.
And so then, basically, when I had that vision, it was such a sort of like a gut knowing, like a true, true gut knowing that was what was going on. I suddenly had enormous clarity about the agenda that lies ahead of us. So I wasn't as surprised at all with what happened on the 20th. I did think there was going to be, maybe we were going to get the broadcast. Yeah, I thought that maybe, but generally speaking, I just knew it was an absolute farce. So, and then my team went on to show me that Mr. Chiden, who's the one in the White House at the moment, they were showing me that he's just totally a puppet. He's a complete puppet, and they told me that the White Hats are pulling his strings.
No shit.
That's what they said. So now that actually correlates to what's going on at the moment, because there's so much that is going on. Like, he's doing such an expose now, isn't it? It must be, like, my vision must be right, because there's no way that he signed 37 executive orders in, like, the first week. Like, everything that he's doing is a red flag to all those people that voted Democrat, isn't it? It's a red flag. And I really, really
believe
that.
They're not watching, they're not paying attention. They got one and they're tuned out. Oh, but the people like that, this ain't for them.
To awaken the sleepers, like Mr. T said, you can't, or number 17.
Oh yeah, the sleepers, it's to awaken the sleepers.
Said, it's like, we can't tell them, we have to show them. So I think that they're getting to see. So personally, I don't have any fear about what's playing out.
Me either.
Because I feel that we're going to see a big, big breakthrough come March, April.
Bring it
up. With regards to this new position. But I do think it's dependent on the collective mass. I think that this new position that Mr. T is going to take is somewhat dependent on the consciousness of humanity. And it, they might have to stretch it out a little bit if too many people are clinging to their asleepness.
Come on, guys.
But if we can somehow reach critical mass of awakened souls, come, I think it's March the 4th, we may see a brand new leadership paradigm coming into our reality. What do you reckon, Laura?
Oh, yeah!
This will be the first year in 20 years that I'm not in Glastonbury. So it is my intention to really, really bring those Avalonial energies into the ceremony and to really, really work deeply with Bridget. And so we're going to be working with activating the age regeneration codes that are stored within our DNA and understanding that this aging program, this is an archonic program that was instilled and enforced upon, you know, God's beautiful children, probably around the time of Atlantis when our DNA was scrambled. But it's very, very important now that we have to restructure our DNA. We have to, like, put it back into its diamond formation. And when we do that, we then start activating all of our spiritual gifts from the time of Lemuria, from the time of Atlantis. And so all this is very, very much connected to longevity and the fact that we are divine beings and we are Mother, Father, God's offspring.
Oh, yeah.
And so therefore, as sacred beings, it is up to us when we depart and leave this planet or any planetary existence. So it's about restoring our dignity back to us as children of God, basically. So that's going to be a lot of the energies that we're working with on the 2-2. And we're going to be doing a huge twin flame blessing as well for everyone. And I'm going to be working with these timelines of the pre-Atlantis fall. So working with Lemuria when it was very much in its crystalline form. Atlantis, and then we're going to be working with Gaia, and Gaia is 5D Earth. So it's going to be like this timeline convergence whereby we're going to be converging Lemuria, Atlantis and Gaia, and really, really like solidifying that new timeline. And we're going to be doing it through the portal of the twin flames.
All right.
And activating the grid through the sacred union of the twin flames. So that's all really, I just felt it was a perfect segue for me to share about the transmission. Because the thing is, guys, it's like the darkness organises. You know, they really, really organise on their for their terror towards humanity. So we need to organise. We need to come together as light beings and actually, because that's the thing that they're most afraid of. They're most afraid of us converging, of us coming together and unifying our intentions. This is the cabal's worst nightmare. And so therefore, this is why I do these global meditations as an invitation for us to just... This is like spiritual ammunition of the highest order, which we then just like pump out, and it neutralizes so much of their distortions and stuff like that.
So does this show, Space Plane.
Sometimes my emotions just overwhelm me, you know,
me
feeling
too,
other people's
Lord.
Confusion and pain, knowing that this is just part of the journey for them, and Everybody's got, you know, we're here for soul and spiritual development, and these are like metaphors and traumas to produce something, and that something is what we can look forward to. If we think the pain is the destination, then we lose hope and we want to disassociate. But it's pushing us into something unbelievable. Like, and that's how diamonds are formed, and that's why it's diamonds on DNA.
Oh, we're, that's right. It's all coming together now.
So. Absolutely, and I got really triggered when you were talking, not triggered, I got really activated when you were talking, Laura, about how the mother arc energies is so overpowering that is what is, you know, forming our DNA, and also the Heros Gamos energies. And I know that's so true for myself. Like, I was just an asleep 3D person, do you know what I mean? But I basically had that experience of the inner alchemical marriage, the Heros Gamos, and it was through divine love that reorganized my scrambled DNA. And you speak about this, and it's so true. I've just written a little bit of a chapter about this in my book, but you know, so it's so clear that our DNA is like our map to our divinity. Do you know what I mean? And then that was what was scrambled. That was what was, like, interfered with.
That's what they did.
But we do have the power through our consciousness to you know, to restructure it and to recorrect it and reform it. And when you were talking, I was just seeing my own journey played out so clearly in your words. Like, that is my direct experience. And so the question is, you know, how can we sort of like guide our listeners to activate those codes whereby your DNA just starts, you know, reforming itself back into that diamond pattern? I would say, firstly, it's really good to commit to a spiritual practice.
That's right.
I have a spiritual practice of resting as awareness for short moments, so I just stop thinking. That's my spiritual practice. Another practice is becoming addicted to gratitude, because when we become addicted to gratitude, we understand that we're all transmitters. We're individualized transmitters, and basically there is a force of creation that keeps all the stars in their place and turns the seed into the flower, and it's our job as transmitters to attune to that frequency. And so we do that by taking governance of our egoic consciousness through a spiritual practice. So that's just two things to get us going with regards to, you know, how do we start becoming one again with our higher self. And that is what the whole deal is about, really, on earth. And it occurred to me the other day, I keep getting like really full-on downloads, but I was like, I got this, I sort of like had a moment in the mind of God, and I could see God's thinking. And God's like, right, I'm going to create this earth, and I'm going to create all these human beings, my beautiful children, and we're just going to have these shells, these egoic shells, and inside those egoic shells we're going to place that spark of divinity. And the whole reason why they've got these shells is to turn the seed of their divinity to become the fruit of their divinity, to become the actualized fruit of their divinity.
Let's do it.
What's happened is, because of the Cabal's agenda, everyone's just like gone mad, like glorifying the shell, glorifying the external. Oh, look, oh, don't I look lovely? Oh, look at my hair extensions. Oh, look at my nails. Da, da, da. And it's all become about the superficial. And they're completely and utterly, they've just done such a number on humanity. It's quite phenomenal. Yeah. But the whole reason that this earth and these bodies were created was entirely for us to go through that metamorphic process from caterpillar to butterfly, and that means from asleep duality consciousness, orientated towards duality consciousness, into butterfly consciousness, awakened consciousness, unity consciousness. And so the whole reason why we've got these vessel bases, it's so funny, everyone's like missed the memo. They're like, oh, look, I've got my Prada, look at my Gucci.
All stupid. Tools of Satan.
You have just accessed the
Versace Experience.
Bruno, c'est magnifique. Bruno, so ima. Ta 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 ta. Dada, Mohumi. As Omi, Morua. So. Omi Dada, Mohumi. As Omi, Morua. We'll be right back.
and integrate that union and do unbelievable things and co-create beautiful things, or we can be distracted in this kind of lower mentality, lower dark emotional energy, more connected to like this AI mimicking imitator.
The lower dark emotional energy, so many people take that for reality, and they don't even know that's what they're doing.
That kind of keeps us in a negative feedback loop that drains us and siphons us. And so we're like, why am I so tired? Why am I, you know? So it's like, that's the choice we constantly have, is like AI signals or organic ascension, you know, unification, connection with, you know, spirit. Sometimes people are like, well, how do I do it? Well, it's really, you know, about our heart. It's about, you know, grounding to the earth. I mean, it's really the restoration of the tree of life. So we want a root system, we want to be grounded, and we want to be receiving the light codes of the solar energy and know that that template exists within us. And if we're staying in that kind of relationship, it's similar to holding on to, you know, a lover, a loved one, you know, a relationship between child and mother, or a sacred union relationship where it doesn't matter what's going on around you, that sacred space is held, it's protected, and it doesn't matter if this or that tries to invade it. The auric field is strong enough, the connection and devotion and alignment is strong enough.
All of
life. We just
life.
Have to keep reinforcing it every day.
For all of life, we doing it right. Can't come close to the auric field. Mm.
100%, and I think so much, we can access so much happiness when we transcend the need for other people's approval, because it's such a hard thing to navigate life, like, oh my God, did I upset that person, oh my God, she's not talking to me, and somehow basing your stability upon probably a sleek third dimensional consciousness person, do you know what I mean? And so I think it's so important for us to, you know, to stay in that high vibration. We have to transcend the need for other people's approval.
Nicola Royer Artuso on bass and electric guitar, and also Tony is on keyboards, recorded live in Montreal on New Year's Day 2021 at an undisclosed location.
Time. That was one of the last things that I, you know, that I really, really got. But what I realized was that my job is to be the best daughter that I can be to Mother, Father, God. Mother, Father, God is watching me 24/7, and I am completely committed to being the most devoted daughter that's ever walked the earth. Now, I know God is watching me 24/7, and so therefore that is my commitment. So human beings, they don't know who I am. They don't understand that I've just got this like deep desire to be a good person, to impress Mother, Father, God, to make Mother, Father, God go, oh, look, that's my daughter, I'm so proud of her. So the thing is, is. I'm at peace with that. I'm at peace with the fact that human beings won't understand my actions sometimes, because I'm good with knowing that I'm good from my creator. And I wish if one person can take that on board and have a breakthrough, it would really, really make my day. Because the thing is, you know, I used to get so anxious and so worried about, like, if someone's upset with me or pissed off with me. Now, I couldn't give a flying shit. I mean, obviously, I don't want to go around hurting anyone, and I don't, and I'm always accountable for anything that happens. But, you know, I just think it's so important, you know, somehow make a commitment to transcending the need for other people's approval, and you will find so much happiness. Happiness sort of, like, becomes your best friend when you do that.
Oh, yes, we got to transcend the need for other people's approval. Man, I tried. I tried. I hope you like it.
Thank you. Thank you. about that evaporated a lot of good distilled water, and I really had to give the lifting a version of steam. Don't you know I'm controlling everything, cause this place is a dream. And I got my
time.